Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Wednesday, November 19th, 2014, and it's still cold here in Florida. I'm still cold. I'm still waiting for my heater that I ordered to arrive, but I have finally turned on the central heat for the house. So it's warming up slowly, but boy, it's cold here. Anyway, my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's on every other Wednesday. She was on two Wednesdays ago, and she'll be on two Wednesdays from now again, and every other Wednesday thereafter, because she's got so much to tell us about how we can not take prescription drugs, but instead handle things that are going on with our bodies by using natural means. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And today we'll be talking about back pain and what you can do to alleviate it using natural things that you can do at home. There's more than 200,000 back surgeries in the USA every year, and a lot of these are due to chronic pain. So she's going to tell us what to do, some of the things that cause pain beyond the injury itself, and how you can control pain instead of surgery. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you. You know, I have to tell you that yesterday I got an email that said, Deborah, I love your show, and especially Pamela.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks for the great feedback.
You're welcome. So anyway, let's talk about backs.
Yeah, so what happens is the incidence, like you said, 200,000 back surgeries in the U.S. every year, and that's probably even a low estimate. And what we find is if we go to an allopathic doctor and we have a chronic back problem, a lot of people do have chronic back problems either because of an injury or dehydration, and we'll get to that in a minute. What does the doctor offer you? They offer you surgery. They offer you opiates, okay, pain relievers, and they offer you muscle relaxants. So a lot of times I tell people that especially surgery, the outcome sometimes is just not so good, and I've seen quite a few of my clients that have things does not turn out the way they perceive they would be. So you have to, it's really a dicey situation, and what we want to look at is that back pain, especially lower back pain, which is probably the most common type of back pain, there's two components to back pain, okay? So that's what, when we look at natural substances and what we want to do in place of surgery and in place of being, you know, addicted to narcotics, because that's typically what they are. Lower back pain, the components that we look at are muscle spasm is 80% of the cause of back pain, okay? So the muscles around the area are contracting in a way that is very, very painful, okay? And secondly, there's disc degeneration, okay? So yeah. It puts strain on the tendons and the ligaments around the spinal column. And so these two processes are really what's causing the pain. Both of these are caused by chronic dehydration. So, I mean, I have met people that treat back problems pushing fluids. Water will take these areas, and if you think about the vertebrae, they have these cushiony areas between the vertebrae, and what happens is chronic dehydration sets in and sets in motion all of these types of back problems.
So let's talk about dehydration for a minute, because I think that most people don't understand what dehydration really is. I think that that people understand that it's not enough water, but what is the definition of how you would be dehydrated? How would you, besides having back pain, how would you know that you're starting to be dehydrated and how much water to drink?
Okay, well, that's a very good question. So it's going to vary from different people, right? Right. Person that, like, I use the sauna a lot. I do 30 miles on a stationary bike every day. I need to drink a lot more water than somebody that perhaps isn't doing all the exercise, okay, because I sweat a lot. So these things are components that need to be looked at, your daily exercise and how much you sweat. But most definitely, you can tell a person's dehydrated. I always tell people to look at your skin. Your skin gives away a lot about your dehydration status. And, of course, when you use the restroom, if your urine is really dark and concentrated, outside of taking vitamins, because when people take B vitamins, riboflavin gives you that yellowy kind of fluorescent yellowy urine color, okay? Yeah. That's a metabolite. It doesn't mean that you have expensive urine. I always say these people say, well, you know, you're peeing out all these vitamins. That's not what it is. It's the metabolite or the riboflavin, okay? So you need to, so people can correct them, that's what it is. And it shows that it's actually being metabolized and utilized by your body. So actually, it's a good thing. So you need to look at those things. People's skin, but really it depends on activity level more than anything. Because especially like here in Florida, we're going to be needing more fluids when it's hot out than a person perhaps, and maybe up in Canada where it's cold and they're not sweating so much. So it, I would say that it's a broad question, but it would be inter-individual on the person. But you'll know when you're dehydrated. A lot of times people's dehydration, you know, most the symptoms that show up most frequently are headaches. That's what I find for most people, yes. A lot of headaches are from chronic dehydration because a lot of people drink a lot of coffee and they drink a lot of alcohol, and those tend to be dehydrating in themselves.
But people who are drinking coffee all day long, like sitting at work drinking coffee all day long, then they're not actually hydrating their body. They're dehydrating their body.
That's exactly right. And that's a big culprit.
What we really need to be doing is drinking water. Yes. I actually drink water all day long. I'm drinking, let's see, how much water am I drinking now? I'm drinking at least a half a gallon of water a day. And it's got all these things in it that I got from Pamela. So I'm like sipping all these nice nutrients all day long and homeopathics. but I'm drinking. I read a book many years ago. It's an excellent book. I highly recommend it, called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. I really love that book. And when I read that book, I went, oh my God, everything that could be wrong with your body, it could be dehydration. And I think that that's really true. And I just started drinking more water. And it explains in the book about how your body needs water, and that people are drinking soda, or they're drinking juice or iced tea or whatever. And what you really need is water, 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 water.
Well, you're right. No, I'm telling you, water is the number one healing property that you can bring into your body. Okay. You know, we look at the things that cause epigenetics, what turns on genes, What helps the body heal: water, sleep, plants, consuming plants. All these things matter, okay? But water is one of the most important things because our body is mostly made of water. And we know that the joint surfaces, the cartilage, okay, it's the padding that separates the bone structures in the joint. And so the cartilage contains a lot of water. So when we get the stability that we're having all this dehydration, the cartilage starts to dry out, and the sliding surfaces between the cartilage and the joints, all of a sudden there's friction there because there's not enough lubricant. And as a result of it, you start getting knee problems, hip problems, back problems. They're all interrelated.
And it's all dehydration. I think that's
right. I'm saying it's so simple. Water's free.
Yeah, it is. And something that everybody can take. And I would just say that you want to make sure that you drink filtered water so that you're not getting all those chemicals that are in tap water. But yes, aside from that, I mean, you just really, you're not going to drown by drinking too much water. That your body needs more water than you probably think that it needs. And I know that I feel just a lot better. I mean, it makes your, when you drink a lot of water, your skin looks really good too.
I'm telling you, this, like, people are always coming to me. I want anti-aging skin secrets. And the first thing I say, okay, all right, I use medical skincare or like vitamins here. I'm like, look, you need to start pushing fluids because when people are dehydrated, especially here in Florida, a lot of people have boats. They're out in the sun. You know, they're doing housework outside, yard work. You get dehydration sets in very easily, even for active people.
Yes, yes. So how much water do you drink? How much water do you drink?
I mean, I drink probably a gallon, gallon and a half. But that's
you're exercising
the
so
exercise,
much. You're sweating,
yes, exactly.
And you're in
so
the
each person's gonna have to look at it. But you know what? I'll tell you, if you drink alcohol on a daily basis and you're drinking coffee, you need to probably double up what you're normally drinking now. That's what I tell most people, because those things are naturally going to dehydrate the individual and quite severely. And also, too, don't forget, you need to have salt. A lot of people are on these low-salt diets, and salt needs to be with water.
That's a very important point.
Yes. I personally like rock salt. That's like one of my favorites. I mean, a lot of people have their personal favorite, but rock salt, the Himalayan especially, has all the minerals, and it has iron in it.
And I only have two kinds of salt. I use real salt and Himalayan salt.
Me too. That's exactly right. That's all I have in my house.
Yep, that's all I have in my house.
Real salt and Himalayan. Yeah. So those two things. But it's really, really interesting because we know that especially like the Himalayan, when it's pink, it has a lot of iron, and it's really great for the body. So especially for heme and for oxygen carrying capacity, you're getting quite a lot of it, and it's very bioavailable when it's located in the salt itself.
That's great. We need to go to break, and we'll talk more about back pain and dehydration and other things that we can do to have less pain in our bodies when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. Pamela, before we go on about back pain,
yes.
Tell people what you do and give your phone number so that they can reach you.
Okay, great. Yeah, so my background is clinical pharmacy, but I'm also a pharmacognosy consultant, and that is an expert in plant medicine. And I have a homeopathic and natural pharmacy here in Clearwater, Florida, called Botanical Resource. I've been in business 15 years, but I've been a pharmacist for almost 25. And I would be most glad to help you or your family with any condition, not just back problems, but any sort of condition that you might be interested in as far as natural remedies and alternatives to prescriptions. My consultations are free. And the number here at Botanical Resource is 727-442-4955. And I would be very honored and pleased to help you or any individuals in your family with any need you may have.
And please call her if you have any need. She does want to talk to you, and she's happy to talk to you for free. And I know she has a very good reputation here in Clearwater, which is how I found out about her in the first place, is because so many people were saying so many good things about her, including medical doctors, and including my own medical doctor. And she just every day is taking people off prescription drugs and putting them on plant-based natural kinds of remedies, and their conditions improve. So she knows what she's talking about in terms of viewing it from a pharmacist viewpoint and dose and how the body works and all these kinds of things. And she's really made a difference in my health, really helping me with the things that I've been trying to work on for years and not getting through. I'm now such a difference. She can tell you. Pamela, tell them how much better I am.
You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. I mean, really, it's a tremendous turnout for you, and I think I'm just really pleased that I can help you so much. And I really have done this a long time. I'm the first to say if someone needs a prescription, needs to stay on what they're doing. But I do have alternatives, homeopathic medical alternatives that are not available at the health food store that I can sell with counseling that will take the place of prescriptions, and I can even order things out of Europe as well. So it's really all encompassing. I teach this, and your health is paramount, and you're doing phenomenal, and you're off a lot of your stuff. And really, we were going over that. Like 8 years, you were going to all these doctors, and nothing really was changing. And in a short period of time, we got you on the right track, and everything's great. And I'm very, very happy I could help you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, tell us more about back pain.
Okay, right. So this is interesting. During the break, I pulled out the Body's Many Cries for Water, the book that we both love so much, and talking about the importance of the fifth lumbar disc, and this is the part in the book that they were talking about, why people end up with so much lower back pain and with the dehydration setting in. And what he's saying here, and this is something I tell my clients all the time, 75% of the weight of the upper body is supported by the water volume that is stored in the disc core on the fifth lumbar disc. So that dehydration in that fifth lumbar disc, and if you look, a lot of times people, L5, L4 is where they're having a lot of problems. That's your lower back. And sure enough, it's because of the dehydration. If you think about it, your upper body, the core has to be held, and the weight of this upper body has to be held by these small discs in this very concentrated area. So dehydration setting in is really the big problem. Also, I want to bring up about alkalinity. When you have dehydration, you become more acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, that changes the pH of the fluid around the cartilage. And as a result of it, ends up in more degeneration. And, of course, that leads to more pain. And I'm a big fan of using alkaline boosters. That's really an easy way to get the alkalinity of your water up. You can do it by becoming a vegan, too, but a lot of people do not want to do an extreme diet change, and I don't necessarily recommend that.
Yeah.
But pH boosters are great because they're drops you put in the water. I like Alkalife, personally. I tried several of them. That's the one I consistently have stayed with. And I tested the water, and typically most water from a filtered water or from bottled water is going to be probably between, let's say, pH 2 or 3 to 7.5, something like that. And I'll tell you, the worst bottled water, as far as pH, is Dasani. That tests out to be like one. It's almost the same pH as Coke.
I think it's tap water. Isn't Dasani tap water?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very acidic. So yeah. When I see people, they go to Costco or some, you know, some place and buy big cases of this water, I said, don't get the Dasani if you're going to do anything. That's really extremely acidic. And you can change the pH of that water with it, but basically it is. It's water from a tap that they put in a bottle. And it's really a poor choice. So I use my regular filtered water, but when you do pH drops, a lot of times it'll boost it up to 13. And that's a great, easy way, inexpensive. You can use baking soda, but sometimes that has too much sodium for some people. If they have blood pressure problems, I'm not going to recommend doing that. You know, just but if it, in a pinch, you can take baking soda and put that into just sodium bicarbonate and put that into your water, and it will change the pH pretty effectively.
Yeah, the alkaline booster is something that Pamela gave me, and so I take it as part of my – what she does frequently is – she gave me some tablets and capsules and things, but not very many. Mostly what she gave me is in liquid form. And then she tells her clients to just have a bottle of water and put all the things in the water and sip it over the course of the day, which is exactly what I do. And it works beautifully. It just works beautifully.
Well, that's great because you know what it is? It's like getting an IV. When you take sips of the medication all through the day, every time you take a sip, you're getting a little hit of the medicine into the tissue. So that's going to be more reparative and more restorative than, say, taking, you know, single-release pills. Because when you take a pill or a capsule, it, you know, depending if there's food in your stomach, but most of the time it's going to take about 20 minutes to dissolve. You're going to get a peak in the bloodstream, and then about 5 minutes later, it's gone. So it's inconsistent dosing, right? So putting it in the water, you're going to get a much better outcome.
Yeah, I really see that for myself. I mean, the change has been remarkable, and it was fast, and it's just this week too. I just felt like something kicked in. You know, you start feeling better, but then there's a point where you just go, "Wow, things are different. I'm at a whole new level," and that happened for me this week. Yeah, it's like I've been sleeping better so much, but it was just like my energy level and the way my body's shrinking. In terms of losing weight, but also just in terms of losing puffiness, you know, that I just am more trim and energetic and all those things that I always wanted to be. Anyway, we need to go to break again. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Pamela about back pain. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She is a registered pharmacist who dispenses natural things instead of prescription drugs. And she has a business botanical resource. She has a lovely spa here in Clearwater, Florida. And you can call her and she'll talk to you on the phone and give you the right stuff. We'll be right back. And my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. And we're talking about back pain. So tell us more about some of the natural remedies that you can use for back pain.
Yeah, so we'll kind of look at, we're going to do like this little comparison, like what would the doctor give you? What am I going to give you?
Okay, good,
so
I love that.
Do that little game here. Because most of these people, let's face it, a lot of people probably that are listening to this will maybe have had back pain or have back pain and they know what normally is being prescribed. So when you have muscle spasm, you go to the doctor and he's going to give you a muscle relaxant, okay? Like Flexeril or Xanaflex. There's a bunch of different ones, okay? And these muscle relaxants, they relax the muscles, but they also make you loopy and tired, and they're highly sedating, okay? So there's a lot of cognitive impairment with these. You're very sleepy, okay? So what can we use in the natural realm that I think personally is just as effective as these? And this is what I normally use when someone comes to me and says, I really don't want to take these. I'm scared driving. I have to go to work. So there's a product called Spascupril, which is made from Heal. It's a homeopathic product, and it's very strong. In fact, it was RX for a long time, a while ago. The FDA has made it OTC now. But Spascupril is excellent, and it works for any muscle spasm anywhere in the body. So, and it's non-sedating, and it's non-addicting. And it's very well tolerated. So I would say at least probably, let's say figuratively, 90% of the time, someone comes to me and has chronic back problems, is on these prescription, you know, antispasmodics and really wants to try something different, spascapril does the job. And it also can work for leg cramps like Charlie horses in the middle of the night. It can work if your eyelids twitching. It can work for any kind of cramps any place in the body, which is great because basically it's kind of all-encompassing. And these products tend to have a long shelf life, so it's one of those things that you could use periodically or you could use it every day if you needed to.
And that's a homeopathic remedy,
right? It's a homeopathic product, and it's developed by MDs, and it's inexpensive. It works really well. They're little sublingual pills. And like I said, you get away from the sedating properties that are very common with the prescriptions that a lot of people, if they have to go back to work and they have to go along with their day, these things really knock you out and make you extremely tired. So spascapril is an easy choice for that. Remember we talked about the two components of the back pain. We have the fact that we have the back, we have the disc degeneration, and then we have the muscle spasms. This can take care of the muscle spasms. Now, the disc degeneration, okay, when you have stenosis or the spine is narrowing, okay, and it's pressing on the nerve, okay, we want to look figuratively like what's happening in that area of the body. And what I usually recommend, instead of going right away to surgery, and doing all these, you know, very invasive procedures and costly procedures, but also high chance of debility, maybe more so than the person already is experiencing.
Yeah.
There's a product from DesBio called Spinal Max. Now, there used to be a product that I used from Heal that was very, very good, but they're only making it in Germany now, so that one's not available here so much. But Spinal Max, I've had excellent results with, and Spinal Max actually repairs the nerves coming off of the spine, and it actually, I cannot explain how homeopathically this works because I
Please
was trained
do.
As a regular pharmacist, but it moves the spine back into place.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. The thing that's very interesting to me about homeopathic, I mean, I've known about homeopathy for many, many years, and
yes.
When I used to live in California, I went to a homeopath, but there's homeopathy and there's homeopathy, and, you know, it didn't do much for me at the time, but what you're giving me, like, I was on insulin, and Pamela gave me a homeopathic remedy, and the difference is that insulin is just making your blood sugar go down and is not healing your body, and the homeopathic remedy is actually healing my pancreas. And
correct.
And so the long-term effect of these two things is the outcome is very, very different. And so now it's been, a couple months,
yes.
I think, since I haven't been taking the insulin. And my blood sugar is it's the same today that as it was the day I stopped taking insulin.
Yeah,
and so my blood sugar has not increased over time. And I feel like that, you know, more sugar is getting into my cells and I have more energy and everything. And so I'm just getting stronger and stronger. And that was not happening on the insulin. So it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. And these homeopathic remedies, these particular ones that I'm taking in and some that Pamela is talking about, they are developed by doctors to
yeah.
be healing. And they're things that you can't just get it without, I mean, Pamela can give it to you because she's a pharmacist. You can't just go to the natural food store and buy these.
That's very important to know, right, because they want these products. In fact, I was looking at the disclaimers, and a lot of the things that I sell, they can basically go after you legally if you're putting them on the internet and people do click and ship. You know, we don't want that. We want these to be sold with directions and counseling, and I personally select for you. And I think it's interesting with the Spinal Max and any of these kind of products. When you go to a traditional homeopath, they do the constitutional makeup and they do all that kind of stuff. And personally, I use homeopathy in a pharmacological realm. I look at the ingredients that are in there, and I decide how I'm going to use it for the individual based on how I know the dynamics of these properties of these different plants and components are in there. So that's why sometimes I'll even give somebody a product for a particular ailment, and it doesn't say that's what it's for. And I said, look, I know what I'm doing. Just use it for this, because it's really important to kind of sometimes think outside of the box. So this Spinal Max is actually designed in place of surgery, okay, that this particular product is. But it's important to use your God-given talents and your intellect that, you know, all this reading and all this learning, if for some reason you view a particular product that has ingredients and a makeup that might be particularly good for another ailment, it's important to realize that you're able to challenge that and say, yeah, I think I'm going to use it for that. And it does work. That's why we go to school, right?
Right, right.
To learn all these things.
And with a lot of these, healing, you know, it's not a static thing. It's not something that you can just write a book on and say that applies to everybody everywhere at every time. And so your experience and your intelligence and ability to put all these pieces together for an individual really comes into play here. I just think that you're doing an excellent job. I can't say that enough because I've known a lot of people over the years who do various kinds of healing things, and I just see you helping people over and over and over. It's really pretty wonderful. We only have a few seconds left until we need to go to break, so why don't you give your phone number again?
Okay, yes. So if you'd like to call me at my pharmacy, it's Botanical Resource. It's 727-442-4955.
Okay, good. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist. And as you know from listening, she prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And in fact, she gets a lot of people off prescription drugs and off psych drugs, and she just does remarkable work. So we'll be right back and hear more about what you can do about back pain. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And Pamela, give your phone number again.
Yes, you can call me here at my pharmacy. It's 727-442-4955. And like I said, I would be really, really happy to help you or your family member with any issue you may have regarding prescriptions or avoiding them. We handle all cases.
Yes, she does. And she can even tell you what is going on with your body now that will lead you to need to take a prescription drug in the future and how you can handle that so that you don't have to get sick in the first place. She does so much. It's amazing. Anyway, let's go back to Vax.
Yes.
And so where were we? What would you like to talk about next?
Like alternatives, like the basis of what you would normally get from the doctor. You would get surgery,
right.
You would get narcotics, and you would get muscle relaxants. So we can treat all those things. So let's talk about the pain. So for the pain itself, remember we're talking about using hydration, water, to increase the fluidity of the joint.
Uh-oh. Did we lose you, Pamela? Uh-oh. Okay, so I'm sure that... I have a message here. Okay, so my producer's calling Pamela back, so she'll be back just right in a minute. Let's see, what can I tell you about Vax? I know a lot about back pain because my ex-husband had a lot of back pain, a lot of injuries. And
I'm back.
Oh, good. Great.
We lost our connection. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's okay.
So we're kind of to regroup. So we're talking about... the water, increasing the, lessening the friction and lubricating the joint. Now, let's talk about the pain. So if you go to the doctor, what's he going to give you when you're complaining of chronic back pain? He's going to give you some anti-inflammatories, okay? Mm-hmm. He's going to give you like Mobic or Celebrex are very common drugs, okay? And these, especially Celebrex, Celebrex is a COX-2 inhibitor. It works on that particular pathway, that cascade of eicosanoids in the body. Mm-hmm. And those are pain signals. And it blocks it, but of course, By blocking it, life's not like all or nothing. So when you block that, it has other problems, and that's why Vioxx had to be taken off the market because those people were ending up with heart problems and heart attacks. So it's not a good idea necessarily to just completely block out a particular pathway. So I'm a big fan of using curcumin, which is turmeric. Works as a COX-2 inhibitor. It's a natural COX-2 inhibitor, and that's pretty easy to use, and it's pretty inexpensive. I also am a big fan of using... Tremel. Tremel is an excellent anti-inflammatory, and what Tremel does, and it's from Heal, it's a homeopathic, they come in drops, it comes in tablets, sublingual tablets, it also comes in injection and cream, but I use the liquid quite a bit for people because you can put it in the water like we were describing when you drink it through the day.
Right.
Your, very specific, but with Tramiel is different than using an anti-inflammatory. When you take an anti-inflammatory, that's all you're getting. It's like a prescription anti-inflammatory. It blocks a certain cell signal, a pathway, and there's no solving, right? So if we want to start solving the problem, if you're doing this Basket-Pril for the muscle spasm, you're drinking more water, you're doing maybe some exercises, some physical therapy to try and help the area with mobility, but we're saying to us, and the spinal max is trying to realign the spine, the Tramiel actually goes to where the injury is taking present and repairs small tears and damage in tendons, ligaments, and the area surrounding the tissue itself that's injured. So I like it because I think of it more as a reparative than just blocking out a cell signal, and it's more of a solving of an issue, of an injury. Yes. And that's where they really developed it originally for athletes. It solves where the injury takes place.
Yeah, Tramiel was one of the first things that Pamela gave me because I was having a problem with my foot at the time. And it really, like when I went in her office, I was in so much pain I could hardly walk. And she gave me Tramiel, and later on, and I had to go do other things, and I was in pain, and then I wasn't, I was taking it, I was drinking it throughout the afternoon while I was sitting down. And then I had to drive myself home, and I thought, how am I going to drive home with all this pain in my foot? But when I stood up, there was no pain in my foot. After I had been drinking this bottle of water with Tramiel in it for several hours. And that really shocked me. It works so well. Pamela, are you there?
Yes. Okay. I don't know why it keeps cutting out. I apologize. Okay. You know, that's what it is. When you're drinking it in the water, specifically what it's going to do is going to start releasing it gradually over a time period. And what you're going to do is you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm actually looking for a complete solving of the issue instead of just blocking out a signal. All of these different prescription things that we use only block out a certain pathway. And we really want to try and heal the area. So we say to ourselves, okay, in place of surgery, push fluid, spinal max, using some Basket-Pril for the spasm, using some anti-inflammatories, be the Tramiel or turmeric, and also, too, probably it's to some degree, eliminating nightshades in your diet. Because, you know, tomatoes, I'm trying to think, eggplant, some of the different vegetables that are nightshades, they do cause inflammation in some people. And sometimes people have to try and eliminate those foods to see if the inflammation goes down a little bit. But the hallmark of this whole talk today is to say, all these people are having all these back surgeries. If they did a few inexpensive supplements, we're not talking a lot of stuff here, really. And water, like I said, the water costs nothing. It's right there at your filtered tap. If you start doing those simple things there, I'm sure that most of these people could avoid surgeries. And I can tell you from experience and also just from listening to a lot of different lecturers that I've heard people, different doctors even profess that dehydration is causing a lot of the back problems. This is not new science, but I can't understand why when someone shows up with initial of the beginning of some back problems, that water is not suggested first and foremost. I just really cannot understand that.
Because they don't make money selling water. You know what? I think that back doctors, all the back doctors should all sell water filters in their offices, and that way they would make money.
I concur.
Because that's, I think all doctors should sell water filters. I just think that the first thing that anybody should do if they have anything going on with their body is drink more water. Drink good water that is healing water and will just hydrate your body. And then you should call Pamela.
Yeah, well, it's true because we were talking about the dehydration. When dehydration sets in these discs in the spine, that's the first place it's going to show up because, like I said, we have L5 holding a huge amount of our upper body weight. So if the dehydration is all through the rest of the body, then it's also going to start especially affecting that joint. And I'm telling you that most people could reverse a lot of their back problems specifically for that spinal max, bringing the spine back into alignment and repairing those nerves. And don't forget to mention, too, that really folic acid and omega-3 fish oils form the actual nerve themselves, and those can be excellent adjuncts to therapy to these things. I usually use those with it too because if you give the building blocks of the nerve, you're going to have much better nerve repair off of the spine.
You know, Pamela, with my ex-husband, we went through years and years and years of disc problems. and they wanted to, you know, give him surgery, and he didn't want to have surgery, and, you know, all this stuff. And then there were chiropractors, massage. We did something called VAX-D. There was, you know, exercises. Not one single person ever said to him these things that you're saying now. And I can, just having been through all that years of pain with him, I just wish somebody, I wish we knew you then.
It's just really sad. I mean, these are like very elementary concepts, really, too. It's not, anybody that has any kind of even a minor understanding of the human physiology would realize that the fluid and the water and how it is allowed to take waste products away from the area, how it's needed in the subluxation or the area where the cartilage is moving back and forth to protect the joint and lubricate the joint. These aren't really rational. These are rational concepts. They're not like out there kind of concepts. We know that what the body's made of, and we need to start remembering that we're kind of like a chemical soup, and the water is where all these ions and all, everything's moving around in. And if we don't have that basis where things can be eliminated and the body can basically lubricate all these different joints in these different areas, it's going to be an uphill battle for a lot of individuals, and especially elderly people, because their sense of thirst is altered as they age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you see a lot of these older people with so many back problems. A lot of it is dehydration.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we've only got about a minute left, so we'll just say drink your water.
Drink your water.
And call Pamela.
Call me, homeopathic, antispasmodics, and also the Spinal Max. I cannot say enough how many wonderful things I've seen. I've had people that were on fentanyl patches and OxyContin, and they're completely off of it, doing the homeopathy for the spinal repair, because I told them, like, look, pain medicines aren't going to solve the spine. We need to solve the problem so that you don't need the narcotics. And they're very liberated and very, very happy that we were able to accomplish that. And it can be done. And I want to tell people that there's lots of encouragement. If you're on all these medicines, I can help you, give you some kind of path away from these things. I think you'll be very satisfied.
Yeah, I think that you will be too. So it will not be an intrusion for Pamela for you to call her. So just if you've got anything, she does. And she loves to hear from you. And so just if you've got something going on with your health or somebody in your family, even with your pets, she can help pets too. And so just give her a call. So give the number again.
Yes. You can reach me at 727-442-4955. As I said previously, I would really be most honored to help you or your family member or your aunt, your dogs or cats with any issues they may have. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm very successful at it, and I really want to help people. So really, please call me if there's anything I can help you with.
Thank you. And that's it. We're at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Pamela. Pamela will be back in another 2 weeks. You can listen to this show again or her back shows at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dagdio.